are here at the 2017 Big Bright Minds Conference, put on by the fine folks at Filene, in a beautiful town called Austin, Texas, where yesterday it looked a little like a white Christmas. So what was going on there?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm from Denver, and so I wasn't expecting this.
Okay, yeah. No, I don't think anybody was. So anyway, we are here with Filene's everywhere, Ellery Armaza, and member XP founder Constance Anderson, as they call you in Italian, Constanzia. But we digress. How are you guys doing today?
I'm awesome. How are you?
I'm doing good. Ellery, how are you?
Fantastic. It's so interesting, like you were mentioning, going from snow in the Midwest to snow in Austin, Texas. What are the chances?
Well, I watched the weather last night, and they said this hasn't happened since 1985.
Oh my God.
I mean, that was like two centuries ago. So. Exactly. So let's talk about something really fun here. What have we learned in the last year on ease of use? And
so
you want to go,
third year? Yeah, this is the third year at this conference that MemberXP and Filene have collaborated and shared some of our findings around ease of use in credit unions. Now, you know, we've talked before, that is my passion,
right?
So this year we brought a little bit, some kind of data on generational differences in ease of use that we've dug down into. For example, we find that in the mortgage experience, just an example, young people, millennials, say it's much harder. It's the same process. They do the same thing at the credit union. But young people say in the survey it was much harder than, say, baby boomers like me.
So that's Are you kidding?
Yeah, that's been one of the really interesting and kind of frustrating findings, I think.
They saw them. I mean, there's papers stacked like a dictionary, you know?
So. Right. There might be, but it'll be the same stack.
Back in the day.
Whether you're 65 or 25.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, I just guess the point is, as we look at new consumers, they do expect, and why not, you know? We're talking about Amazon and Amazon Easy. Why wouldn't they, right? Whereas we baby boomers are still kind of trained to be patient and expect things to be hard. So that's been a really interesting piece of
work. Oh, that is. I never thought of it that way.
Over the past year, yeah.
Okay. Ellery, anything to add there?
From a research perspective, it would be really nice to have a teenager go through all
of this. Oh, my gosh.
And tell us what they think about it, right?
Or Snapchat. What, huh?
Yes. Scan it with my smartphone? Yeah. Expectations are moving fast, as we all know. Yeah. And this year has been really interesting, partnering with Constance and looking at the data and transforming it into insights that the credit union can utilize has been very, very interesting.
Yeah.
So we have done, as you can imagine, some interactions with credit unions looking at how they open accounts, how they apply for consumer loans, how members interact with the credit union when a problem arises, which is always interesting. And you can imagine all these pain points that arise. And we have even done one with death claim, which might not be the sexiest thing to do, but at the same time, there are many pain points that the members experience when they go through that process. And a critical opportunity to raise the bar, reduce some effort for members to go through those processes.
Right. I mean, I think we're all kind of being accustomed to the Amazon bar now, you know? The Staples Easy Button advertising campaign.
Well,
we all want that now, right?
Yeah, and one of the things I talked about today with our group was we're starting to see it in the comments members leave in the surveys and these little feedback snippets we get from them, is they're starting to compare us to the 2 years ago even, I didn't hear them saying things like, hey, if I can do this on Amazon like this, why can't I do it at my credit union?
So how do they live up to that? Or can they? Is it possible?
Well, you know, the other good news we shared today, and again, this is just data stuff, it's good data points, is that when you look at something, especially a complex process like a mortgage or joining the credit union or account opening, there really is a wide range of scores on that ease of use metric among credit unions. So we know it's possible to get much, much better. And then we also know we have a lot of credit unions that have a lot of opportunity. But we also shared that as we've measured the time it takes to improve those things, you can get immediate results, pick off low-hanging fruit, and Ellery and his team work with people on that. We know that the real bump you get is after about 18 to 24 months.
Okay.
So any credit union wanting to go down that path, that's kind of what they're looking at in terms of time frame, don't you think, Ellery,
is that
time frame?
And tracking that data over time is where you really start understanding, am I moving the needle in the right direction? Knowing that also the expectations are changing. Imagine just how easy was for all of us 5 years ago to go deposit a check at the drive-thru. Now it sounds...
It was the greatest thing ever.
I do remember.
The expectation is now what? I cannot do this from my kitchen table while I am having dinner?
I have to get in my car? What?
Yeah. With this ever-changing world and expectations moving so fast, it makes it more important to always keep an eye on what is the data. Analyzing what member effort tells you really helps you understand in a better way what consumer expectations are changing to, and what is the satisfaction and the member and the loyalty that the member will have with the credit union.
Yeah, and I think the other thing we have to think about too is, and we're finding, and it's going to be more of a focus of our research next year even, is that connection between wallet share and ease of use. Mm-hmm. We are finding more and more that has become the main driver of wallet share for credit unions above anything else. If you want to pick one metric, I mean, I never like to just stick with one metric, but if you want to pick one, that is a big wallet share driver.
Okay. Yeah, because it sounds like it's a question of relevancy, because we all come to these things. How do we credit unions keep going? How do we stay relevant, especially in this age of disruption? You know, so it's ease of use, I think, is kind of the foundation of it all, right?
I think so. Yeah. I think we can't ignore it. I do think it's something that's here to stay, don't we?
Because if it's cumbersome, nobody's going to, not anymore,
Not anymore.
We're not
going to. Yeah.
Say something.
People want more time, right? I want more time to spend it with my family. I want more time so I can go back to Facebook and start looking at people that I went to college with. whatever you want to do with that time, you don't want to spend it
paying bills.
Seeing something with your financial institution.
Very cool. So, I mean, how can credit unions take action to make member experience even stronger? So, what do they do? What do credit unions do? Obviously, adopt these technologies, get these processes and procedures in there. I don't know. There's a myriad of things to go on.
I mean, Ellery and his team do a great job. I mean, if you want to talk a little bit about that process, I mean, folks talk about it in our session. It was amazing, right?
Yes. Identifying pain points, it doesn't take a lot of time. Dedicating 8 to maybe 16 people in your credit union, sit down for a day and go step by step. What is the member thinking? Where's the member being confused? Are there any points where the member may get frustrated? Mm-hmm. Are there some instances where the member is getting so much delight that we want to make sure that we don't eliminate that step?
Right.
Sometimes, in the name of efficiency, you are like, let's make the process shorter, and you may be taking away some of the things that the members really enjoy. Pay attention to all those points.
Yeah, in fact, in the Member XP platform, one of the things we built in was a member experience improvement plan that you can bring into the journey mapping that takes the open-ended data and organizes it for you so you can find what are the delight points and then what are the pain points. And if you really look at that thing, the patterns really show up pretty quickly, right, of where you need to go next. And you're right, that pain point analysis is so important.
So it's essentially using or testing out your own stuff, It's like, hey, if you're a CEO, go test out your mortgage loan, your application process, go the member onboarding process, go check it out, see if there are any pain points that come up in your experience with it, and then go address them. Is that one strategy to take?
I think having the employee feedback too, and if that is the CEO or anybody else,
or
go to another credit union or go to a bank and test out that process, and you'll kind of feel it from the consumer side. That's one of the things we encourage our users to do. Even as we onboard them and talk to them about measuring ease of use, we get in the Member XP platform. One of the first things in the training I always say is, hey, send your tellers out and have them, it doesn't even have to be a credit union experience, but have them bring back what their pain points are so they'll kind of understand this member feedback as it comes in. Right.
First-hand feedback. Right. So what's the importance of this today? I mean, obviously, I think we talked about the relevancy thing. Well, are there any other important factors that we should be aware of for this? Ellery, you want to take that first?
Yes. When you start looking at data, many times when we sit down with credit unions, they tell us, I don't know what to do with all this member information that we've been receiving for years. I have been collecting a member satisfaction, net promoter score, and haven't done much with it. It is a number that we keep an eye on that tells us, is people feeling okay? But it doesn't lead to action. By tracking effort, these are the small things that can make a big difference when you start looking at a strategic approach for the year ahead. What are some of those three things that we're going to concentrate on. What are the most painful points for the member experience that we can address and deliver on those results right away? There are some very simple things that we discovered while we're going through these exercises.
Yeah.
As you were pointing out, it is surprising to start seeing how the data transforms. And again, this importance of tracking things over time. It is not something that you do once or every 2 years.
You got to be consistent.
You have to be, yes.
Consistent. Like a daily type thing, I would imagine, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Our
hourly.
It is hourly. I mean, the way it works is member gets a loan, and right away we send out a survey and say, how was your experience? As soon as that loan is closed, we find that immediacy is the most important thing in terms of getting a good response.
Fresh in their mind.
Yeah. That's even more important than people worry about, oh, how long was the survey?
Yeah.
You know, that's sort of important, but what's really more important is, oh, I just did this and here comes my survey, right?
Yeah.
And so you get a good response rate when you do that, and you get all this great open-ended text data as well.
I mean, we get that stuff in other applications, other industries and things like that, when you do go through a process online, and then immediately after you get the survey, all right, can you take this quick survey and see how your our service was? Why should credit unions be any different?
Right. You know, that's a trend in research. Rather than doing an annual member survey and waiting till all the data's stale, it's really just try to pick up little pieces and monitor it as you go along. And, of course, I think closing the loop on those pieces of data, too. So a lot of our credit unions have a great closed-loop process. They follow up with the member, and then they learn even more, right, than the member was willing to write in the survey. And they can record that in the portal, too.
Nice.
So, you know, you're just, as Ellery said, it's a continuous process.
Yeah. Such valuable information. Valuable information, because you're getting it from the front line and you're getting it from the source. So let's wrap up with kind of goals for 2018 or even an outlook for 2018 in this respect. Ellery, you want to go first here?
Yes.
Constance and Filey can be working with some Canadian credit unions for the first time. And we've been measuring what effort looks like for Canadians working with credit unions.
Right.
We'll be publishing that result, and it is with only two provinces in Canada, Ontario and BC, but we're really excited to launch that in early 2018.
Cool. Constance, any final words here?
Yeah, working with the Canadian credit unions, and as I said, our goal is really to connect that to wallet share in 2018. We have a hypothesis, and we've tested a couple of credit unions. We know that, again, ease of use and wallet share are pretty tightly connected, but I think we're going to be able to put some real big data and numbers behind that in 2018.
Can't wait.
So I'm very excited.
Can't wait. Waiting on pins and needles. All right.
Very cool stuff.
Constanzia Anderson from MRXP. And Ellery Armaza from Filene. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work, all right?